One electrical engineer who takes the idea of nanoships very seriously is Brian Gilchrist of the University of Michigan. He recently received a $500,000 grant from NASA's Institute for Advanced Concepts to explore the idea of building nanoships with engines no bigger than a bacterium. He envisions using the same etching technology used in the semiconductor industry to create a fleet of several million nanoships that will propel themselves by ejecting tiny nanoparticles that are only tens of nanometers across. These nanoparticles would be energized by passing through an electric field, just as in an ion engine. Since each nanoparticle weighs thousands of times more than an ion, the engines would pack much more thrust than a typical ion engine. Thus, the nanoship engines would have the same advantages as an ion engine, except they would have much more thrust. Gilchrist has already begun etching some of the parts for these nanoships. So far, he can pack 10,000 individual thrusters on a single silicon chip that measures 1 centimeter across. Initially, he envisions sending his fleet of nanoships throughout the solar system to test their efficiency. But eventually, these nanoships might be part of the first fleet to reach the stars. Gilchrist's proposal is one of several futuristic proposals being considered by NASA. After several decades of inactivity, NASA has recently given some serious thought to various proposals for interstellar travel, proposals that range from the credible to the fantastic. Since the early 1990s, NASA has hosted the annual Advanced Space Propulsion Research Workshop, during which these technologies have been picked apart by teams of serious engineers and physicists. Even more ambitious is the Breakthrough Propulsion Physics Program, which has explored the mysterious world of quantum physics in relation to interstellar travel. Although there is no consensus, much of their activity has focused on the frontrunners, the laser sail, and various versions of fusion rockets. Given the slow but steady advances in spaceship design, it is reasonable to assume that the first unmanned probe of some sort might be sent to the nearby stars perhaps later in this century or early in the next century, making it a Class 1 impossibility. But perhaps the most powerful design for a starship involves the use of antimatter. Although it sounds like science fiction, antimatter has already been created on the Earth and may one day provide the most promising design yet for a workable manned starship.